Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head out to the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle columnist. His most recent piece on the trade for Devers. Will the Giants trade for Devers be remembered as a miracle or mirage? What's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Danny and Guru, how you guys? What's up?
Hanging in.
What's going on?
We're doing
anything new?
Yeah, we're doing great. Listen, you've got your finger on the pulse. First thing I want to ask you is just, you know, you've seen a lot of trades in the Bay Area over the years. Where do you put the excitement level of this one with some of the other big moves that some of the Bay Area pro franchises have made?
Well, the two most recent ones that come to mind, and you guys have mentioned it, Christian and Jimmy. And among those three, this one is, by far the biggest for initial impact. Because remember, Jimmy, for initial impact, I was kind of lukewarm. The only reason I liked that trade for Jimmy was because Steph liked it. And I wrote a column saying, well, you know, if Steph liked it, it's good enough for me. Let's give it a shot. I had no idea what Jimmy was going to do. With Christian McCaffrey, I was more excited about that because I thought, this guy's really a good player. You know, he's a little fragile and everything. Man, this guy's a great, not just a running back, but a great player. And so there was excitement there, and that panned out. But to me, this one eclipses that because this one is – this guy is just he's young. They've locked him up for long term. He's exactly what they need. I just can't – I had a hard time finding the downside. And here's how I know it was a great trade. I'm listening to you guys for the last hour or so, and you're not even arguing about it.
Scott, there you go.
You didn't listen yesterday.
He's right. Scott, Steiny asked me a few minutes ago, and I'm going to run it by you because I can't rob the Giants of their great start. But I got to be honest, partner. I was like, I don't know if this team before the Devers trade, and I won't call it anemic, but, you know, offense was hard. I didn't know if they had staying power. So he asked me about expectations. Scotty, mine are through the roof now in regard to not just making the playoffs, but winning a series. Have your expectations changed for this Giant team after this move?
Yeah, they've gone through the roof. And I thought that the fact that the Giants were so close to the Dodgers and everything was kind of a mirage, that the Giants were overachieving considering how crappy they were hitting. They've been hitting. And so this picks them up instantly. It makes them much. I was looking at their number 21 in MLB and OPS, and that's way down there. And they're way down in home runs, and they're just, you can't hit this way and be a legitimate playoff contender. I know in the playoffs pitching is really big, and they got the pitching, but you got to have some hitting. They just didn't have that. Now they've got it, and I think that's huge. Not only that, but I can't see, like, they've had a black hole at hitting wise, the second base, shortstop, first base, catcher. Those four key positions for the first third of the season, and that can't continue. They've already picked it up at first base, and you expect Willy Adames to pick it up. So you combine that with the new guy, with Devers and Devers. I'm sorry. And to me, it's very exciting. To me, I just see them on the upswing. I think they were just kind of hanging on by their fingernails. It seemed like. And now they've got a pretty strong hold on the bar.
Scott Osler joining us on 95.7 The Game, San Francisco Chronicle columnist. Scott, the one thing I'm kind of want to get your opinion on, and I'm just going to give you some of my thoughts, is when, you know, when Chris Cohan owned the Warriors and then he sold it to Joe Lacob, and Lacob took over, and then he hired Jerry West and Myers. It felt like just everything changed. It just they were in on guys you'd never thought they'd be in on. And then I'm thinking about John Lynch down in San Francisco after they came in after a guy like Trent Baalke, and it just seemed like he gave the 49ers some credibility. And it just feels like Posey has done the same thing. It feels like all three of those guys have moved the franchise from the periphery to kind of the forefront. Like, what is it about a guy like Buster Posey that's allowed him to make some of these moves that weren't made in the previous 6 or 8 years?
Yeah, that's a good question, because, you know, we all know Buster and his personality. He's not this wild, outgoing guy. He's kind of a reserved, quiet guy. And also, the one of the storylines with him coming into the job was that, you know, he's got kids at home. Why would he want this job? Maybe he's just in this as a part-time, kind of a symbolic job. He's just going to be a figurehead kind of guy. And he seems to have, like, dived in like a cannonball into the pool. And he seems really determined, and he's a smart guy. And it just is like he's figured stuff out. And he really wants to make the team better. And it's little things. It's like when they moved the analytics department from right inside the clubhouse, and they moved him upstairs. So the clubhouse is actually a baseball clubhouse. And that might seem like a small thing, but Buster did that. And I think he's, you know, unless somebody proves to us that he'd lucked into this Devers deal and that they just came to him and basically handed it to him and he didn't have to work for it. But I still think the whole feeling ever since he took over is just totally different. And you're right. Teams, you see it here in two teams you mentioned, Steiny. And you see it all over sports. When there's a changeover, a new regime comes in, it makes a huge difference. And apparently that's happened here.
Scott, you know, and I want to speak for Giant fans, but just from my standpoint, the fact that this move was done so early, I don't want to sound like a fat rat, but if you got Giant fans out there, they're going to get, you know, some games to watch this team gel with Devers. You still got the trading deadline upon us. I mean, how exciting is that? Because it looks like to me the Giants are leaving no stone unturned.
No, absolutely. I can't think that Buster just kicking back now and saying, okay, we're done for the year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got to be wheeling and dealing. This is fantastic. And I just, one thing popped into my mind when I was listening to you guys in the last segment is one thing I'm going to be interested in seeing with Devers coming is that if he gets some help from a guy who knows the ballpark fairly well and knows how to hit left-handed.
Wow.
A power guy in his ballpark. You know who that is?
Barry Lamar Bonds.
Yeah. What if Bonds, who is said to be a phenomenal hitting coach and just a guy who knows how to hit baseballs and can convey that, what if he and Devers kind of bond? What if they take in liking to one another? You know, Bonds knows all the secrets, how to hit. He knows you can't pull everything, and Devers doesn't do that. Devers is an opposite field hitter also. And Barry can teach him the secrets of hitting at Oracle Park, and, man, this guy could hit 50 home runs this year.
Scott Altzer joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you this, Scott, because you've been around a little bit, not too long. But, you know, in 10 –
been around a while. Yeah, so that's not sugarcoated.
Yeah, okay. In 10, 12, and 14 – you know, you were in the Bay Area. I was in the Bay Area. The Giants, the interest in the Giants was just unbelievable. I thought it was essentially a phenomenon, what was going on at that ballpark for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Warriors came along, you know, Giants dipped a little bit, and of course the Warriors took over, and the Giants have been a little bit in a malaise. Where are they right now in terms of, if I said, Scott, are the Giants back in this city?
I would say they're definitely back. Mm. And I keep looking. I look at this guy's stats. I look at what he does. I look at his track record, his consistency over the last few years, and he's still young. And he's created instant excitement. And unless something totally blows up, because everything else is working in their favor. You know, like I said, Willie Adames, he'll start hitting. Things will start clicking. Hitting-wise, the team has got to be on the upswing. And with this guy coming in, I think it just changes everything. I think people are very, very excited. I think that the players, imagine if you're one of the Giants and you've been slugging it out and you've been, you know, trying to put together these one-run victories, you know, nervous time every night, torture, as Dwayne Kuiper would say, and all of a sudden the big stick comes in town. Aren't you kind of excited and fired up about this new guy coming in? I would think it just energizes the whole team, which is going pretty well already. I know they lost 3 or 4, but I just think this is the timing and everything is phenomenal. And I think the fans are just going to latch onto this. The fans who could not watch, I have not watched every Giants game this year.
Right.
Been busy with Warriors and stuff like that. I'm going to be kind of hanging with the TV and at the ballpark and everything. So certainly makes a huge change. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Scott. Hey, you cover them all. You cover all the sports. So I'm going to throw you a curveball because we don't get to talk much. But I was telling Stani last week about the Niners, Scott. This is the first time since 19. I don't know what to expect from them. Was last year an anomaly? Like, what's the great Scott Osler think of the Niners heading into this season?
Well, a couple months ago, I would have thought, oh, my God, they're not even going to sniff the playoffs. They're throwing the season away. They're planning for 2 years from now. And that's kind of shifted radically in the last, you know, what, 6 weeks or so, with the signing of Brock Purdy and the signing of Warner and, the re-signing of him and the contracts to basically, you know, the drill. They've been very aggressive, not only signing and getting their guys into camp and getting everyone fired up, but they're looking at new guys, and some of the new guys look pretty good. And I've changed like 180 degrees. Now I see them as a legitimate contender, you know, not as a Super Bowl contender necessarily, but as a, you know, a 2 or 3 rounds in the playoffs kind of team. And I hate to sound like a homer and a fanboy and all this stuff, but my outlook has changed drastically on them in the last month.
Well, you also probably took a look at that schedule, Scott.
That's true.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
You lose.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, Scotty, thank you so much for joining us. And, Giants just made some hay, no doubt about it.
You're the man.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.